is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the worth. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got this, y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn, your bare heels soaked the worn your boots, the game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu, eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question, the enemy the brothers of a dark complexion, the governments of the world the shark infested, they heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about get it.
Come on. Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Friday, August 5th edition of Talking Heads is on right here, right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. getting you into the weekend. Like I say, on this free-for-all Friday edition of Talking Heads. And don't forget, we'll be at Duncan Carmichael next week. I announced it yesterday. We'll be there today. I was a week early. Yeah, it is what it is. You know, when August hits, I focus on the 31st. So everything between the 1st and the 31st gets jumbled. So I apologize. I'll see you next Friday at Duncan Carmichael, though. And don't forget the 31st. All right? The second most important birthday on the calendar. We know December 25th is, you know, that's baby Jesus' birthday. That's number one. But right after that, August 31st, me, moi. Y'all know where to drop the presents off, too. Guardian in Oaksfield. So we're going to get it in like we do each and every day. We're going to get your mind flowing. I got a big drawing today. Yes, you know what? We got the drawing today. We got the drawing, that's right. We'll go back to the brain teaser on Monday. I got to do the drawing now. Mr. Producer, we got to do the drawing for that big $50 KFC party bucket. I'll do the drawing coming up during the Global Warming that's brought to you by KFC in this hour, okay? So you know how to chime in, though. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC wide open. 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. And check us out on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. So let's get up into the headliners. Who are West making headlines in the 242? All brought to you by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now for men and for boys. Both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, Southwest Plaza, you know, Southwest Shopping Plaza location as well. Both of those locations open for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And, of course, you can shop online simply by logging on to finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. So check them out now, finethreads.com. Looking at the headlines, was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Lots of headlines to talk about. And I got the lines open. I want you to chime in and tell me what you think on all of these. Big headline. PM says government will help ease inflation. VAT cut at gas pumps being considered. Okay, I hear a lot of talk and a lot of suggestions. Some of them good. from the PM, but it's a lot of talk. Action to go along with these talks. Story by Jasper Ward in today's Guardian. But further, Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said yesterday the government is considering reducing taxes on gasoline in an effort to lower the price of gas. We are now considering what we are going to do with the retail gas stations, seeking to reduce some of their taxes on VAT to be able to pass that on to the consumers at the pump. Davis said at a press briefing at the office of the Prime Minister, great idea. Let's make it happen, Mr. PM. Do what you need to do on your end so the retailers could do what they need to do on our end, on their end, and then it could trickle down to us on the pump. Because telling me gas is not $7 a gallon, it's $6.96 or $6.92, that's $7. And we don't use the penny thing no more. We just round up, right? Okay, that's $7. So let's stop talking about that one and let's get it done. And then furthermore, if you go back to April, Financial Secretary Simon Wilson, my old schoolmate Simon, I won't call you your nickname on radio, but you're still my boy. My brethren. You know, our St. Andrews alumni stick together. But Mr. Wilson said that they're back in April that they're considering several options, including adjusting taxes and business license fees for petroleum retailers who are complaining about losing money due to the spike in oil prices. Everything is on the table, said Wilson at a briefing at the office of the Prime Minister. That was on April 14th. Well, April, May, June, July, August. That's 5 months ago. More or less, give or take a couple of days. So that's some great ideas been walking by months. But it's floating. It's not coming to fruition. Off the text lines, naughty, great show as usual. That's like the devil saying he's considering putting AC in hell. You know it ain't gonna happen. Thank you for your honesty, text though. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot of talks. And the talks sound good, but we need some action to go along with that. And something I'm going to categorize as well from today's Guardian, Paige McCartney. This is starting to look like talks to me now, too. And you know I was full 100 on board with this, given the full benefit of the doubt. But now, I might have to revisit this because it seems like this is taking a little long to come to fruition. And I'm referring to the Grand Lucayan sale. It's on track. Due diligence period extended. Again, story by Paige McCartney, senior business reporter for The Guardian. The sale and resort to Electra America Hospitality Group is steadily progressing and on track for completion. The board of directors of the Lucayan Renewal Holdings Limited said yesterday. In recent weeks, opposition leader Michael Pintaud has raised doubts that the project would move forward, noting that the Minister's administration also heard promises from potential buyers that never panned out. Well, I'm looking at this now. There was the due diligence period to get it done, I think of 120 days. If they're asking for an extension, that's fine if they're going to get it done. But if you look at, you know, Electra America Hospitality Group and its parent companies and so on, you don't see too much mention of the Grand Lucayan. So where are we with this? And if I talk to Freeport, you know, Freeport telling me, naughty, it's the same-ish new day. That's it. So when we have the Freeport report on Tuesday, you know they're going to revisit this. And closures going down as well. Major businesses pulling out. I think Gold Rock is getting ready to pull out allegedly. And some staff going to be released allegedly. Let go. Where are we? And, you know, don't back to the gas too. Some that are, you know, don't try to say gas is down 20 cents. Gas still $2. Taxes ain't a little different, okay? All right? Now, back to the tax lines. All politicians make promises. Don't sing. I bring it. Don't sing it, Mr. PM. There you go. I think a lot of people getting tired of the talks. The talks sound good. What's the action to back up the talks? Here's another headline that's jumping out. A couple of them. Another migrant in the human smuggling tragedy identified, official says. And this on the heels of another situation. Travis Cartwright Coward with the story. The Royal Bahamas Defense Force apprehends 95 suspected Haitian migrants off Long Island. They were in a wooden sloop off waters of Long Island. And that brings the total of Bahamian migrants intercepted in Bahamian waters to 500 for the year so far. But only 500? I mean, if you listen to the charge of the affairs for Haiti here in the Bahamas, Mr. Brutus, he said we got 150,000. So wouldn't that equate more than 500 coming in a year? But anyway, I digress. And another headline jumping out, PM, campaign finance bill, not a priority. Story by Jasper Ward. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said yesterday that introducing a campaign finance bill is not a priority of his government at this time. In the lead up to the general election last year, the Progressive Liberal Party pledged to introduce anti-corruption and campaign finance legislation. Davis was asked how soon before the public can see these promises fulfilled. His reply, well, as soon as our personnel get around to doing it. Right now, there are sufficient comprehensive provisions in our law to combat it. It's a mandate to consolidate and to do benchmarking against best practices to identify what provisions we will have in our laws to combat the anti-corruption issues that impact our country. More pontification. You see this? This screams for a Freedom of Information Act. It screams for a proper Freedom of Information Act. Why is it not a priority? It is a priority. We need to know who the special interest groups are financing campaigns, how much money parties are taking in. Oh, yeah, we need to know this. And who's donating. So when things go certain ways after elections, we know why and how it gets so. So let me know. What do you guys think? Chime on in. Some headlines that just jump up and make you scratch your head. It really does. Back pay for the nurses? Not fully paid, this according to the union. Now I want to see the nurses beat up themselves how they was when it was the last administration and they wasn't getting paid. Let's see what's going on with that. Because at the end of the day, the more things change, the more they remain the same. Because some of these things are still issues and hasn't changed. Naughty, there will never, ever be Freedom of Information Act. You think they will cut off the extra personal kitty? Listen, I don't care if they keep the personal kitty. Just let me know what's gained in the personal kitty. It's our money. When you see campaign finance bill not a priority, that ain't happening. They already said it's not a priority, so don't look for it. So for all of those who bought into that and voted for that on the campaign trail, look like you get swing, in my opinion. Because to say, you know, that's not priority, that means we'll get to it. But we need to know who's financing. We do. Naughty, come on now. You know those poor nurses aren't getting back next election. Sadly, Texter, you may be right. So here we are. That wraps up the headlines. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Now we'll slide up into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And John's reminds you they have everything for back to school that you need. For your kids, girls, boys, school shoes, athletic, teachers, they got you covered as well. In addition to new arrivals every Monday, your fast fashions, your workwear, all the accessories to go along with. They now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at John's. So be sure to check them out. John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over on Rosetta today. And remember, with John's, serving you is a pleasure. And the buzz still today, and I think we've had some headway into it. Okay, this coming off the latest news break, I think there was some headway into the case of that missing young man that drowned in the pond and has not been identified by anybody. I think as of the last news report at the top of the hour when I was coming in, I heard a soundbite that mentioned, you know, a woman has now come forward with a missing persons report, and it could be involved with this. So hopefully we'll find some closure on this. But at the end of the day, though, it still makes one scratch one's head and wonders all the extenuating circumstances that go along with this incident and why it ended up the way it did and why we're still here in wonder. And, you know, now it seems to be a buzz going around, the phone's blowing up. And I heard it coming into work today. I don't know. This is a lot of talking about, you know, VAT cuts at the gas pump. It's a lot of talking. Let's see where it goes. Maybe we need to get Mr. Wilson on here, have a conversation with him. Good day, Naughty. It's not priority because they're in power in the opposition again, and then it'll be a major priority. I'm glad you all are saying it, Texas. Because if I say it, no. Here you go. I'm glad you're chiming in with it. Like the other people say, well, it ain't just me who see it. Ain't just me. But yeah, will this come to fruition? I don't know. What do you guys think? Chime in and let me know. Lines are open. Tax lines are open. Do you ever think we're going to see a decrease at the pumps? Is it coming? Or is it just more promises? Because I'll be honest with you. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the gas prices. I'm looking at the quote from the president of the retail, Mr. Vasco Bassian. The adjustment of the model proposed by the prime minister today at the press conference will be a breath of fresh air, not only for the gas station operators, but also to the motoring public. That will save the motoring public money. It will put more money in their pocket. Well, Vasco, use my boy long time. Make it happen, Vasco. You all been talking about it long enough. Let me tell you, hurry it up. Let us feel the relief. Don't let us hear about the relief would come in. Let us feel it. Make it tangible. Make it real. Hey, Naughty, this government is not working for us, or it's the other way around. Hey, Naughty, is this government working for us? Question mark. Or is it the other way around? Yeah, they're supposed to work for us. But anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Turn your radio down for me in the background.
I don't do that.
All right. Well, what you got there, Sparkalicious, on this Friday?
I got a lot of sometimes, you know, you get a little turned off because thank God Mr. Ingram opened up the talk shows, the main radio shows in 1994.
Yes, sir.
And allowed us for him and to be able to call in and voice our opinion on things, texting, whether we like one another or not. You know, just some people teed off with Sparky, hate Sparky, some love Sparky. Depending on where you're going, who you're talking to.
I say, as long as they're talking about you, you're relevant, Sparky.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, then they come on as a talk show host, right? First of all, they want to become popular, so they want everybody call them every day. Then when they get a little bit of popularity, they start picking out who they don't want to call, who they want to call. Hello?
I'm here, my brother. You know
me. I thought I had a button going
on. No, listen, Sparky. You all got to understand it. With me, you all could look at my show as Switzerland. Everybody welcome. This is like the Geneva Convention. Everybody got a place. Now, if you mess up while you're here, then you got to deal with the wrath of the naughty one if you disrespect or run out. And you don't do it, and if other people don't do it, it's all good. Everybody entitled to have their opinion put out there.
But see, that's why I tell you, Elvis, I admire you and Aku Sura and thing who's come on and thing like that.
Yeah, well, Aku is my good brother.
See, you all just allow people to voice their opinion. You know, you got to listen to the fool people and the smart people. Because we all on the earth together and everybody ain't smarter than one another. Everybody got a little bit of education. And everybody is concerned of what's going on in our country. Okay? We know we borrowing all kind of money. We owe all kind of money. But they say our great-grandchildren got to pay back. They even ain't born yet and they got a bill on their head. The Bible say you're born in sin. That's the sin right there. Money is the sin.
We'll be born in debt for sure.
We born in debt. Answered. We born in debt. We could die, so we born in debt. Now we're trying to get some lights. Now, all this money would be neat over the country over when the F&M left, because they couldn't even go through their whole time. So they get tired of trying. And they had the whole country teed right off. Now, all this money we borrowing now, trying to get, we only could They ain't making no money. They just borrowing money.
Borrowing and taxing.
Not only that, then you talk bad about you, the other fella, but you still could get victimized.
But Sparky, it's time you realize that, man, listen here. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah, but the thing is, what I'm saying is, right
it's
now...
It's two
you
sides
got
of the same coin. Look, when the PLP get in, they do their thing. When F&M get in, they do their thing. And we know, when I say they do their thing, you know what I mean. They move in their direction, and every 5 years, all buck up go.
But what I'm saying...
It's a bad movie, Sparky.
What I'm saying, we just like on Friday to take it.
Thank you. Somebody could show up in a hand in a red mask or a yellow mask and jerk the crap out of you. That's it.
Somebody got one cutlass can cut your neck off. But
that's
what
it.
I'm saying is, all these different unions, everybody in the world want a raise. In America and China, everybody awakened want a raise. But everybody borrowing money. So the teachers, I understand the teachers. I bought a raise in my national insurance because the cost of living going up, what I used to get for $200 a month, and grocery. Now I got to pay $400-$500 for it. Gas going up, but everybody want to raise. So now we'll borrow more money to pay the teachers and pay the nurses, or they go strike. Remember, how do they let me get the money from to pay them? Borrow? Another borrowing?
Boy, and we can't keep borrowing.
We got to borrow to pay the police, borrow to pay the transport, borrow to pay customs, immigration, borrow to pay the taxes.
Then borrow to pay all of that off.
But why don't I borrow something to increase my national insurance? Borrow someone, put it on mine too.
But hold on, we got to first get some money back in to get your national insurance, because I hear national insurance ain't got no money allegedly, but plenty property.
Now what happened? Okay, I done retired. Now what happened to national insurance that they can't pay me 1 month? Now what happened to me? I must go down Wilford and join the line too for food? I don't make my contribution, but they tell me to make all my waking days. From the national insurance start, I've been contributing.
Sparky, let me ask you this question, and I know you'll give me a straight-up answer.
You
in the hood. You're on the street. You're up high. You're down low. You're everywhere. You got friends in high and low places, just like me.
And all of us went to school together. We went to the same school, too.
Would you say, in your opinion, that, you know, the honeymoon may be a little bit over with people, even PLP is a little bit disgruntled with some of the things that are coming down the pike?
From what I hear, okay, I mingle, but you know I said I had PLP, and I wake hard.
That's why I asked you, because you'll give me an honest answer.
You know, and you know who, I tell you, I got the picture with me and you and the boy. Not the boy, the man. But he's a boy to me, because he's younger than me.
Yeah, but he's all right with me, man.
I know he's all right with me. The last, all of them was all right with me, but the thing is, then you go down Bay Street, you change. It's changed because a lot of the fellas who I know as diehard PLP, when I go and have a cold one of them brown bottles, they tell me they're disgusted. They work hard to get these fellas in there. And all of a sudden, when party start, everybody traveling, you can't, they don't answer their phones no more. They don't come around in your area no more. They don't answer the texts no more. They always in the meeting, man. They're in the House Assembly. They're in cabinet meeting. They're in busy meeting. They fly in, they go in this place, they go in the place. The only place they don't go no more is back to Hill Sparky.
And everybody has a voted for him.
Monday is to come out here and sit on my porch.
But you're a veteran, you should be used to that, Sparky. You know
I should never get, no, see, let me tell you before. This is the first time I got involved in campaigning. All my life, I just used to go and vote.
Oh, okay.
And go back to work.
And probably have a cocktail in between, but everything cool.
This time, I went on the campaign because of how what was going on with F&M. I told Mr. Davis up in Foxhill when he was sitting down by the pool, I said, Chief, I go in with you all out. And I could do some things on social media. I go in all out. And I can tell you something before I go naughty. Let me tell you something. One night I was on the porch in the dark, and one car pulled up around here right outside opposite where I was sitting by my gate. The windows came down, I could see three people was there, but they couldn't see me. I was right on my porch in the big, what Mr. Davis is called the seat of power. And let me tell you something, I figured something was going down, and naughty, I jumped down off the jogging chair, and I get on my belly, and I go on, and I sneak in the house like a snake, because I figured them fellas had come for Sparky that night.
If they ain't come for you, they're coming for somebody.
They come and park right in the front of my house. I see the windows in the back seat going down and the window on the driver's side. And I could see three people was there, but they couldn't see me the way I was sitting. And I was right there making one of them video that same time. I called on my baby. I called on my belly. I was scared they come to get me.
Oh, if you was doing one of your lives and they caught you live, man, they might have come to spook you for real.
No, I think they did come to Dougal and get me, but they couldn't see me. That's what happened.
Yeah, thank God for that. You too, Sparky.
Take a chance.
Big safe and have a good weekend. Boy, let's go to the break on that one, Mr. Producer. You can't get it more realer than from the belly of the PFB than Sparky. The honeymoon is officially over. Boy, Mr. Davis, you need to let Mr. Mitchell take off and fly. You know he's known as Flying Fred. You done borrow, he bought suits for this. He's sitting on the side, Sergeant. You all notice he's sitting on the side. He can't travel. Because every time you look at the PM traveling. So, yeah, let's talk about that. You know, make sure. I can't believe it. I actually going to bat for Fred Mitchell. You all let Fred fly, man. Let the PM stay home and let's try to get this ish together. All right, flip side of the break. We'll check out the Global Woman, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. As we wrap up the buzz right now, brought to you by John. During the Global Woman, brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. We'll hook you up with your winner for the week of that $50 KFC gift certificate. All right? You know, KFC gift card. So you can go love yourself with your favorite KFC, you know, menu items. And then that'll be followed up, of course, by your numerology report. Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. That all going, it's all going down on the flip side of the break right after this. Don't touch it.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC original recipe burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend iced coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte, combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads continues right here, right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's time to get up into, of course, the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And, of course, you know, as you get into the weekend, people, man, it is all about KFC Nassau. Don't forget the drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight. Now you have more time to satisfy those late-night cravings for KFC chicken every night of the week. Last call to get fueled by our fried chicken is midnight. KFC Nassau, finger licking good. The drive-thru's open until midnight. And don't forget, summer fun in KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC great pick with 8 pieces of thighs, legs, and whole wings, plus your choice of a large mash with gravy or 4 biscuits for only $20, that included, at your favorite KFC Nassau location. All right. Let me check some of the texts. All right. Hey, listen. I can deal with the texts now on the Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, all right? Let me get through the global warming over to you, class by KFC Nassau. And jump right on in. Where do we start today? Because there's a lot going on. And today is 5th of August. Happy Cinco de Agosto for anybody who likes to drink tequila and practice for Cinco de Mayo next year. Today's your day. Just thought I'd share that with you. You know? So you're better educated. But here's some stuff for you right here. All right. Here we go. There's a lot of things going on, man. I want to make sure I start in the right spot. Okay, WNBA star Brittany Griner was sentenced to 9 years in prison for bringing less than a gram of cannabis oil into Russia. That's got people, you know, a lot of heads talking on that one. We all know what's really behind that. They do have some draconian penalties for cannabis in certain parts of the world. Russia happens to be one of them. I think it was exacerbated by the fact that America is involved with supporting Ukraine in the war against Russia. So it comes back, you know, to politics is in there as well. I think at some point there will be a resolution to this. I think America is going to have to trade some Russian spies for Britney and a couple other people. And they're going to have to work it out. But right now, she in Russia. Mm-hmm. Property of Russia. The soap opera Days of Our Lives, which has been on NBC since 1965, is being moved over to their streaming network, Peacock, but not canceled and still going strong after 57 years. Dancing with the Stars fans, all right, they're going to make the move from ABC to Disney Plus with its season premiere on September 19th. ABC's Big Sky gets a name change for season 3, as the show is now entitled Big Sky Deadly Trails. And it starts Wednesday, September 21st. Reba McEntire has now joined the cast as well. Now, for some reason, Hyundais and Kias have become the favorite of car thieves. In St. Petersburg, Florida, recently half of the cars stolen there were either a Hyundai or a Kia. According to Bloomberg, some podcast guests are secretly paying hosts to appear on their shows. The mattress company Casper is looking for professional sleepers. They're on the lookout for 3 candidates who will receive $25 an hour for sleeping on beds in their stores. Sleepers must be willing to sleep in public in unexpected settings. Sign me up! Sign me up! Mr. Producer, if you don't think I can't knock myself out, but what? I've been here for 10 hours straight sleeping. $250 a day. Yes, sir. Make that quick change and be out. And getting paid to rest up? My God. They don't want to be able on that job. Plenty slunkers could apply for that. Chrissy Teigen announced on social media that she and John Legend are expecting another child together. They procreated again, dear God. Ronda Rousey has been suspended. No, I'm only joking. Congratulations. Happy and healthy baby and delivery and all that good stuff. Ronda Rousey has been suspended indefinitely after attacking a referee during a fight. The former governor of Puerto Rico, Wanda Vasquez, was arrested yesterday on corruption charges. And finally, Aaron Rodgers now admits that he used ayahuasca during his playing days, a psychoactive tea containing the hallucinogenic drug DMT, which he claims helped him unconditionally love myself and play his best game. Well, if you admitted to using it, and it's a narcotic, you violated the NFL substance abuse policy, you need to sit down, Aaron. Where's the fine? We could do a retro fine for you, a retro suspension. Anyway, that's a wrap right there. On your global warming, was heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Let me slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And don't forget, man, it's all about those iced coffees at Dunkin'. Be sure to enjoy them, all right? Especially the butter pecan. It's back and it's all good, along with your donuts and your favorite sandwiches. And all the goodness that Dunkin' offers at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, all right? And 2 out of the airport, post-clearance, pre-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. And as I get into my coffee break, I got to look at this right here, man. Something jumping out. Big headline. You know, that's kind of interesting me. I saw it, and where did I put it? Where did it disappear to? Where did it appear? No, hold on. Let me find it. Because I saw it. It's about a big investment opportunity. Oh, here it is in the business section. That's right. That's why I missed it. But yeah, this is a good one right here. $170 million Exuma development projected to create hundreds of jobs on Torch Key, also known as Big Hog Key, started by Paige McCartney. Now, a proposed $170 million residential and hotel property project slated to for Torch Key in southern Exuma is projected to provide a significant boost to the economy and the employment situation of the Exuma chain and Little Exuma in particular. There's a lot of opportunities going on in Exuma. But speaking of Exuma, and y'all can hit me up over the weekend, but I hear some things popping out of Exuma. Anybody hear of an alleged incident with a shark in Exuma? Heard some things swirling. Heard some allegations flying. And if it was, I'm wondering why haven't we heard about it? You know, I really don't know. If that is the case, why haven't we heard? Anybody hear anything of that? About a alleged certain excursion going out to the Keys and an incident going down with a young man and allegedly being bitten by a shark? Anybody heard of that? Because I get some things flying in my inbox and people swearing by it. But you know how conspiracy theories go in the 242. You know how things are. But I'm hearing some information. So please let me know. I put in the call to the DPM, Mr. Chester Cooper, friend of the show. I'm sure I get a straight answer from him. He always does. So if there's anything, you know, regarding that, I'm sure that we could get to the bottom of it. Because obviously, if that was the case, if these allegations are true, why so quiet? Makes one wonder if it is the case. Now, if it isn't, it just boils back to, once again, Bahamians get a piece of information on social media, and in the court of public opinion, if they say it's gospel, and they spread it the word, and it could be the furthest thing from the truth. So I'll get to the bottom of it, and Monday, you know, we'll have more in-depth conversation about it. But hey, if you hear anything or you know anything, holler at your boy, because inquiring minds want to know. So let's get to the break right there, Mr. Producer. And out of the break, we'll jump right back in. We'll hook them up with Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, and get everybody ready for the news at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. And oh, by the way, I got a winner, and I forgot to announce the winner. Yeah, let me announce my winner of that KFC, you know, gift card, $50 gift card from KFC to love yourself and enjoy. Had the winners this week. We did the drawing, and the winner is Vernon Clark. Vernon Clark, you are the winner of the KFC gift certificate, courtesy of Talking Heads. I'll let you know. I'll contact you off air and let you know when you can claim your prize next week right here at The Guardian. But Vernon Clark, you're my winner chicken dinner. No pun intended. All right, let's go to the break. On the flip side of the break, Cuban Willie's coming at you with the numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee, and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Back to school time is here, and so are the smart styles and great prices at John's. Great prices on brands like Clark, Sperry, Timberland, Fat Farm, and others you've grown to trust over the years. Both you and your child will be happy with their shoes each morning. Your backpack, their lunch bag, or box, John's has you covered. Socks and belts, too. Teachers, we know your job can be hard on your feet, so make sure put them in something easy to work in by coming into John's. And help get yourself ready for the new school year. So to beat the crowd, come on in today to John's and get set for school.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must.
must. Come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC. See Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Check it out. Just move. If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just a word. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got the nerve. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on a fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They have their own weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low. Get it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Friday edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5.08 p.m. is the time. And, yep, you know how we're going to get it started. We're talking sports now. Let me just take up one quick text from the last hour. Naughty man, these investors come into this country wishing they, washing their money. Then 2 or 3 years later, they gone. Then we out of work again. Yeah, I understand why you vexed. I feel you. You have every right to be vexed. Because what you're saying makes a lot of sense. All right. Now, I do want to check something, though. I have to check this. Because, in all fairness, all right? Do we have Pearly on yet? Pearly, zoom in. Let Pearly chime in for this. Okay? I want to check something here with Pearly. Pearly in?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
All right, Pearly. I just want to let you know. Did yesterday. Mm-hmm. How are you, my brother? All is well? Well,
I good, man.
Philadelphia held on. Hold on. Philadelphia held on and beat Washington 5-4. Tampa Bay housed Detroit 6-2, like I told you. Houston shut out Cleveland. And your stinking pick had me sweating till late. But guess what? The Mets won 6-4, and I cashed in on that parlay.
You owe me lunch. You owe me lunch.
Man, I can give you half. You buy your own lunch. But yeah, man, that one came through, man. That was pretty good. I was watching last night. I was like, money in the bank, money in the bank, money in the bank. Pearly, what are you doing, Pearly? But you were right. You were right. And you know what? The Braves were pissing me off because it was like 6-1, 6-2. And then I looked up again, 6-4. I'm like, oh, God, do not let this be the one to cause this ticket to go down in flames. But it didn't.
No, but what did they show?
Yeah.
They had an awesome, we brought the closer in the eighth inning for 6-6. But the key to it is the guy was 55 minutes, so he was well rested. And he mowed them down.
But you said Buck Showalter, but he's not the manager of the Dodgers, is he?
Whatever the guy name, I was the manager of the Mets.
You mean the Mets, eh? You're talking about the Mets or the Dodgers? Okay. Yeah, I get that. I get that.
Come on, like, now.
Showalter is a Dodger. What did I miss? How much did I drink? But nonetheless, you all swept the Giants. Good for you.
Yeah, well, that was a good feeling. They had, the Giants and the Dodgers hate each other. So they had a little, the Dodgers, whenever they hit a home run, they ball the fist and top on top of the helmet.
Because they soft. But yeah, because they're fired up. I got you.
Mookie blast one, and so he did it, run around the bases. Oh,
when last Mookie hit one? That's the first one for Mookie in a minute, eh?
No. Mookie's back. Mookie had a good July. Mookie had a really good July.
Yeah, I know.
So they came back in the next inning, and that pitcher struck out the side or struck out two batters, and he came and he did the little head thing. And Mookie and him had words, and again, then the umpire went over and tell him, no taunting. And then the Giants manager come outside, Rowan, and he got kicked out the game. It was really exciting. Then we proceeded, and Trey Turner hit a single shot that's to quiet the crowd down. That was really a good game.
You really love up some Trey Turner, but
I need to know
what else you were right about last night, and I'm glad you told me to lay off, but Kansas City half-killed Boston.
I know. I tell you the one.
I should have taken Kansas City in that one, man. We should have been out of five teamer, but yeah, like Kansas City, but... The Royals.
The Bahamas always can find a reason why they didn't catch that number.
The bipolar reason. All right. Yeah. 7:05 tonight, man. We'll talk about that later on, but some good games on tonight. Again, some repeats from last night and some new series starting tonight. Yankees in St. Yeah. Louis. I got to give Obie Roberts a call, man, and remind him why we're the greatest.
Yeah, that'd be a good game to watch. That I'm excited. Soto comes into Dodger Stadium tonight. We'll see.
Well,
we'll see.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's jump into Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, today is Friday happy hour from 5 to 7 at Naughty Johnny's. You're right in time to drive on by and end up in a great party out there at Naughty Johnny's. Awesome happy hour every Wednesday and Friday from 5 to 7. Don't forget, on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Give them a call, see what they got going on for you down there at Naughty Johnny's. 377-7776. All right, today is Friday, August 5th, 2022, and on this day in sports history, in 1921, the first play-by-play broadcast of a baseball game was done by Harold Arlen, KDKA Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He described the action between the Pirates and the Philadelphia Phillies. 1960, for the first time, two Major League Baseball clubs traded managers. Detroit traded Jimmy Dykes for Cleveland's Joe Gordon.
I heard about that, yeah.
1984, Toronto's Cliff Johnson set a Major League Baseball record by hitting the 19th pinch-hit home run in his career. You remember Cliff Johnson, Earl?
Vaguely.
Put up a picture of Cliff Johnson. But when I tell you Cliff Johnson had the all-rum face, you ever seen them dudes who've been in the bar drinking rum all night and they got bags under their eyes?
I grew up in Tiffin, and I'm not even asking me that question.
Man, look here. This dude looked like Droopy, the cartoon character. You remember Droopy, the little dog? Why are you picking on
him? Yeah.
Had that Droopy face, babe. But boy, he could hit. He was a decent player, but as a pinch hitter, he did well. Cliff Johnson stayed maybe like 5 or 6 years extra onto his career just being a pinch hitter.
You want to look like when Lip Blossom lived there. I ain't quite straight.
You see the picture?
Oh, with the mustache when he was at the A's.
He looked like one of them hardcore, aristocrat drinkers from the hood around here, babe.
Ooh, he got worse when he was at the Cubs.
I'm telling you, you think me and Pearly fooling? Google Cliff Johnson and look at the picture.
The Yankees put him over the top.
shh, don't tell him he used to play for us. We ain't really want to claim him. He looked too rummy. He looked too drunky.
This brother played for the Blue Jays.
He played for everybody. He played for like 9 teams.
The Rangers, the Astros.
The Tigers, the Yankees, if I'm not mistaken.
The Cubs.
And I'm telling you, like the last 5 or 6 years, he was just a lone pinch hitter, boy.
He would have probably flourished right now in the DH.
Oh yes, definitely. 99, Mark McGwire of the Cardinals hit his 500th career home run. He also set a record for the fewest at bats to hit the 500th home run. 2013, it was announced that 13 players had accepted 50-game suspensions for violation of MLB drug policies. 2013. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig issued a 211-game suspension to Alex Rodriguez of the New York Yankees for possession of banned performance-enhancing drugs. The number of games was reduced to 62 by an arbitrator in January 2014. And your sports quote of the day comes from Archie Griffin. It's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog. That's a great one right there. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. All right. We're going to slide down now. All right.
Safe in the second.
And we're going to get into the local column, you know, the local scene. All right. The home court.
Great, exciting news.
We got the home court coming at you, all brought to you by Burger King Nassau. And let me tell you, it's all about the Zesty Whopper. Get it by itself or get it as a combo. It's waiting on you at your favorite Burger King location. Saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor. Get it three ways. Flame grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. Waiting on you, like I said, by itself or as a combo at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. All right, let's look at the local sports scene there, Pearly.
Okay.
You say you got some news for me? What you got?
I'm excited. I'm excited about the success that our junior track had yesterday in winning.
Are you talking about Mr. Nairn?
Yes.
Laquan Nairn of the Bahamas? Now they win the gold medal. No, Nairn won the... Nairn was impressive because he won the gold medal in the men's long jump final, all right? But he also jumps high jump as well. Okay? Yeah. So we got a multi-talented dude there. Then Strawn advances to Javelin in the final. He's going after the gold.
He's throwing at 6 o'clock tonight. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, maybe, man. Keep Sean Strawn.
Some weather there right now, so maybe a slight delay. But I'm excited about it. He's favored to win a medal.
Mr. Auburn University, he signed. He's going to be there in the fall. And then in the 110-meter hurdles, we had a gold medal performance as well.
Yeah.
Mr. Johnson, I think Johnson was the last name. I came in late yesterday, but he won the gold in the 110-meter hurdles. So
we're having some great success in track and field right now, the season is starting to wind down.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Excited about what's going on.
So we got the future in track and field looks good, very good.
Yep. And a lot more schools are coming to.
And you know what? They need to look at more of the field events now, because we got Keyshawn in the javelin. We got Nairn in the long jump and the high jump. We also got Donald Thomas, who I mentioned the other day. And you know, we got some people.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
so
exciting
about this. Andrews was the winner in 110-meter hurdle, not Johnson. Andrews. That's the last name. Antoine Andrews.
Yeah, he's in Cali, Colombia. That's the under-20.
Yeah, and shout out to Big Mike for getting the text in for me and getting me corrected and hooked up. Boy, Mike, you've been hooking me up all week this week. I appreciate you.
13.23.
That ain't bad, man. We got a lot of future in our young juniors. I'm telling you, a lot to watch out for with these guys. So keep your eyes posted and peeled on our, like you said, on our under-20 track and fielders. Because
on track and field across the board, you know.
Across the board. Track and field again, like I said. Looks like we're trying to restock that cupboard a little bit, man.
I watched the clip of Laquan's jump, and that guy was about a good 6 centimeters. I mean, his toes was barely touching the board.
No, but listen, but you got
to
watch.
He had some good space to spare, and when he made that 8.8 meter jump, he probably going to do a little more.
Watch his final jump when he's already won the gold, and they give him his you know, his kudos, like take you know, you could do whatever on this jump, this just to say thanks. He nailed it probably his best jump of the night.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we are well-stocked in track and field again. Let's see if we can get it to the next level. Antoine Andrews, too. Watch out for that, man. Making big strides in 110-meter hurdles. You hear what I'm saying? We're poised.
Yeah, he's young. That's good.
We got him, and we got Devin Charlton on the female side, on the ladies' side.
Yeah. Yes.
Things start.
See, they look at these young kids. They look at they're the veterans. But these two are young, under 20. Just came out of Carifta.
Look. All right.
So
let's,
this is the thing.
Let's get to the first break now, and when we come back on the flip side of the break, well, you know, we'll be getting into Earl's favorite part of the show, who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And listen here, we got a lot to talk about on who's in and who's out. Brittany Griner over there in jail in Russia for 9 years. Got to talk about that.
She'll be on before my note.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be on before the 31st.
I can let you break that down on the flip side of the break. And then, of course, you know, we got NFL preseason. Had a game last night with the Raiders and the Jaguars. Game starting this weekend. So we got to keep our eyes peeled. And like I said, camp movements. There's some noise in camp.
Yep,
comings and goings.
A lot of talk with your Dallas Cowboys.
A lot of talk about our defense with the addition of Anthony Barr now and the actual speed of the defense.
Your lack of wide receivers.
Oh, Earl, we will address that on the flip side of the break, my brother. I got something for you, man. We are not worried at all. Get used to the name Jalen Tolbert. Remember, I talked about him heavily when we drafted him. Jalen Tolbert. Makes one want to say Amari who? We'll talk about that and more on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads Friday edition. Amari who? Amari who? I'm telling you this. Let me tell you something. This Jalen Tolbert kid, Earl, he's got the business. Height, 4.4 speed. Runs all the routes on the route tree, gets separation, and got soft hands. I look at him and I say, listen, if Michael Irvin and Jerry Rice had a love child, it would be Jalen Tolbert. Reminds me of both of them. Let's get to the break. We'll pick it up on the flip side. And yes, we can talk about Waddle. All of a sudden skyrocketed in Miami in the fantasy department, Pearlie. They said because of the addition of Tyreek Hill, Waddle may be the actual most valuable Dolphin receiver in fantasy this year. I hear he's set up to eat plenty. You hear anything about that?
That and him, between him and Gesicki.
Good. Now I could pick him in a draft I got tomorrow night. Thanks. I just wanted to get that from you. Good.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger looking good.
Back to school time is here, and so are the smart styles and great prices at John's. Great prices on brands like Clark, Sperry, Timberland, Fat Farm, and others you've grown to trust over the years. Both you and your child will be happy with their shoes each morning. Your backpack, their lunch bag, or box, John's has you covered. Socks and belts, too. Teachers, we know your job can be hard on your feet, so make sure put them in something easy to work in by coming into John's. And help get yourself ready for the new school year. So to beat the crowd, come on in today to John's and get set for school.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you
spot. If winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most Percy's Island game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island game.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin', more delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend iced coffee, or try our cake batter signature latte combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads continues right now. Boy, I tell you, look here.
Yes, sir.
Listen here, boy. We've been talking about Waddle, right? So,
yeah.
Chef hits me. Chef Karma, big up to Chef Tropical Gyros.
Yeah.
Chef can hit me now. And speaking of, because we're getting into who's in and who's out, what a segue. Brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Home of the original Bahamian Gyro. Be sure to check them out right now, especially on your way home if you're in the Mackey and Rosetta area. They're open until 6. So stop by and, you know, let them do the cooking for you this weekend, man. Tropical Gyro is definitely off the chain. Doing big things with Arawak X. Chef's going to be my guest on Monday. We'll get you caught up with that and let you know how the public offering and everything's going with that. It's done really, really well. But Chef tells me, pretty, he goes, Naughty, you around here bragging about fantasy. Yeah, I won last year, okay? I sipped from the Golden Goblet. I had a solid squad. Chef, just tell me something, boy, because it's a keeper league we're in, okay? So you got to keep players every year.
He got Waddle.
Dude, this dude got Hill, Tyreek Hill, Waddle, and Jamar Chase.
No.
Yes, brother.
You can keep three players?
Three from your team last year, and he keeping three. Those three. If we go four, his quarterback is Mahomes.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you call wide receiver rich. You could probably trade during the season and get value for money off of that. But Chef don't trade, though.
But let me say about Hill. Do not be surprised if you don't see Hill put up the kind of numbers that he did in Kansas City.
Listen, I can't worry about that, Earl. I got to start breaking out, like, the fantasy football voodoo dolls for Chef. I got one with Chase. I got one with Waddle. I got one with Hill. And I'm poking at the hamstring right now as I speak. Soft tissue injury.
Get
I don't Gusecki. Want to go on all year. I just
get Gusecki. Gusecki can kill underneath all season because they can stretch the stretch. You can't
Earl.
Play on top of
it. Listen here. Don't cause me punch, right? Because 2 years ago, when Gusecki was catching all the balls, boy, look here. I needed a tight end 1 week. We're in a game. I needed just maybe 2 or 3 points from Gusecki. I found Gusecki on the waiver wire. Couple of weeks, like I watched him, now 10 points 2 weeks ago, 11 points last week. I stick him in that line. I'm saying, okay, I only need 3 or 4 of him. I could be fine. This dude got me -1 because he fumbled.
Yeah, not anymore.
It's a horrible game. So Gusecki, you could go back to Penn State.
trust me on this one.
Only this good thing ever come out of Penn State is Micah Parsons. Period. That's it. Over.
Gesicki, listen, Gesicki put up great numbers last year and the year before.
Maybe some of y'all old school Pittsburgh Steelers could jump up and say, Franco Harris went to Penn State. Okay, Franco.
Let me tell you this.
And Micah. The rest, nothing.
In this section of the video, you will remember this when you get beat in the first round of fantasy playoffs.
No, I don't get beat in the first round. I just get beat hurtful. Semifinals or finals. That's me.
You will remember. No, but this time you get beat in the first round this week because you can say, mother's sake, if I had Gesicki, them 8, the 10, 12, the 15 points I need, I've been getting every week. Watch.
All right. Watch. You could draft him on your team?
I draft him on my team every day when I come in time.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Well, since we're conversation with the NFL on who's in and who's out, obviously, you know, that Gasecki's going to be in for one more year in Miami, signed the qualifying offer.
Yeah.
For the franchise tag. But just like Dalton Schultz in Dallas, I don't think either of them will be in those respective cities next year. I think they'll be elsewhere on bigger contracts.
Never know.
Yeah, I don't know about Gesicki. I give you the benefit of the doubt there. Schultz is out of Dallas.
The problem with Gesicki is if we pay him a tight end money, we can keep him. But Gesicki plays such he's like who was the other guy? Jimmy Graham at the time who fought to play get the no one's name the other one quarterback one wide receiver fought to get paid as a tight end fought to get paid as a wide receiver.
That was Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, okay, Jimmy Graham. So he's gonna fight for that. That's already in the talk, and that's why we may lose him because we're not gonna pay him wide receiver money.
He ain't got wide receiver talent, Pearly.
He putting up wide receiver.
So that speaks volume.
Yeah. We'll see how it go.
Now.
But I
go ahead.
Who's in? Great, who's in? Brittany's in. BG's in 9 years.
Yeah, Brittany is in jail for 9 years. Brittany Griner in jail for 9 years. As we speak. I mean, it could change.
No. It will change. She's going to be on before the month out.
And how do you say this, and why do you say this?
Okay. Right.
I said there's going to be some international involvement where some spies get traded.
They're going to trade a convicted arms dealer, Russian arms dealer, for her and this other guy. I think it's a Marine or somebody like that they're holding.
Correct. They've been holding prior to Britney.
What the Russians have to do, the Russians have to save face and go through the process. Because, you know, this everybody know this is a setup and all that stuff. Everybody know this is all about Ukraine. This is all the embarrass America. So they got to go through the process to see the justice system work. So now.
This, as of three hours ago on CNN.
And as the Russians said, they've already started talks. And I guarantee correct. You, she'll be able to put them under the door.
As of 3 hours ago, according to CNN, the U.S. and Russia have indicated they are ready to hold talks over a prisoner swap a day after basketball star Brittany Griner was convicted of drug smuggling and sentenced to 9 years in prison for carrying less than a gram of cannabis oil through a Moscow airport. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov told reporters in Cambodia that the Kremlin is ready to discuss this topic, but within the framework of the channel that has been agreed by the presidents. So like you said, arms dealer for one basketball player who smokes cannabis or has cannabis oil and a former U.S. Marine who the Russians thought was spying.
Yeah, he's probably spying. So it's all about this. All about that's all it's about. But they normally don't talk about it. It normally happens. And you don't know they come home. So she'll be home before the month out. I'm pretty sure you know that.
Naughty, I have to say, I like Brittany as a player, but that's where I draw the line. All of her off the court antics and ups for me, she always seems to have baggage. And there's a lot of stuff that has followed Brittany over her career.
She had an issue with her first wife. She had an issue with her first wife. The first wife scheme on her and stuff like that.
Right.
Clean her out. Yeah. Now she's on a second wife, or this is a third wife?
No, this is a second wife. And you know.
Okay.
And Brittany's comfy in her skin, so I have no problem with Brittany as a human being. But there's been a lot of off-the-court issues from her days at Baylor.
Yeah.
And I understand, you know, there's all eyes on her. She's a tall woman, very talented. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get it that, you know, she's going to be a focal point of almost every team she's on. But she's had a lot of baggage over her. When you look back, there's a lot of baggage. And if you want my honest opinion, if you're playing in Russia, okay, don't send ish to me, period. Don't ship me nothing. Don't throw nothing in my bag. You got to be squeaky clean because it's Russia.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in the States, totally different story. You in the UK, totally different story. You in Canada, totally different story.
They slacker there. They slacker. That was a pick on. Trust me.
That was a case of.
That ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. Because then she brought Russia.
That was a case of the Kremlin saying, this is Soviet Russia. Basketball player, you stay. U.S. wants to fight and help Ukraine. You stay. We give you no money. You stay in jail for 9 years because you like the sticky icky. Das bedanya. That's it. That's it. But when they let her go, I think they need to get John Malkovich, who was in Rounders and played a brilliant Russian in the movie Rounders. Have you seen the movie Rounders? Pearly still there, or he lost Pearly? Or did he mute himself again? Because Pearly just mute himself and don't know he's mute himself.
No, I had an interesting phone call. I had to mute myself for a second. I do apologize.
You had to burp. Don't lie.
No. I had to take a call.
Okay. So, I think if Britney gets released, they need to have John Malkovich. Have you seen the movie Rounders? About the poker players when they play around the clock? Anyway, make a long story short. Malkovich plays a Russian poker ace, big mob guy. But when he gets beat, right, everybody thinks he's going to kill the guy who beat him. He looks at him with this icy look, and curses and carries on, and then goes, he's nanny. He beat me fair and square. And that's what I want him to do, is show up when Britney gets released and say, please release Britney. Let her go. We have got the arms dealer and the money. Go. That's what we need. Let him show up and then do that, man. Because it's much to do about nothing. I think that in any other part of the world, this would have been handled differently. Even if it was a country with stiff penalties on cannabis. But this is Russia. They're looking at you helping Ukraine. You helping Zelensky. They're beating our butt. We ain't putting it out there, but they're beating our butt. You know what?
Okay.
Let's make you suffer for this.
I agree.
You know? Because at the end of the day, you can't say that you have an issue with Britney, because for the last 5 years, she's been playing on that team in Russia along with our Jonquel Jones last year and the year before when they won championships.
And Jonquel left like 2 days before, and that could have easily been Jonquel.
That could have easily, but not saying that Jonquel has any issues with cannabis, though.
Not saying that she's doing it. And I don't even know exactly, not saying that she had it.
He should have been more responsible. When you know where you're going, don't take cannabis to Russia. Don't tell nobody to send you nothing. I mean, let's be honest.
She probably didn't take it there. She probably got it there. She probably had some left over and was packing quickly and threw it in the bag by mistake.
Who she is now, Craig P. Russia.
No, but then there's Russia.
But that's what happened. That's what happened with Craig P. Robinson, I can tell you.
I know.
I got it from first hand. I know. Craig is my boy, though. Oh God, Craig is good people. What I like about Craig P. Robinson, I'm gonna get back to the sports. He's a huge sports fan, number one. But number two, every time he is in this town, he shows up at Jokers. He'll show up. He'll call. That's what I respect.
Okay.
Steve Harvey, not so much. Not so much.
Yeah, all right. He's outgrown all of
that. No, listen, man. We got a picture in Joker's Wild of Steve Harvey in a damn members-only jacket. And I know you had a members-only jacket back in the day, so don't even go there.
Sure, I did, a black one.
Okay, so he there in his gray members-only jacket. So you know the picture is hella old if he's in a members-only jacket. So maybe five years.
That'd be the 70s.
Yeah, maybe 8 years ago before Richard passed away. He comes back to do a show, a corporate gig at the Atlanta. So we find out, we're like, okay, let's see if he'll come over and take a picture like before, after, or, you know, like here he was in the early 90s, here he is in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you how cold Steve is. Steve is like, oh, send my regards to the club, but I'm not walking over there. Let somebody bring the picture over here and sign it. You know, you could put it back up. So you know who took the picture over to get signed, right?
You.
Of course.
Okay.
And then after he signed it, he goes, "You want one?" I go, "Nah, I'm good, man. This is for the club. They stuck on you. I'm not much of a fan." I thought Cedric and Bernie killed King of Comedy. Really tell you the truth. They're the kings.
Ooh.
Yeah, I said, "Behemoth, come on, man. I ain't never been around a stage to tell you the truth, so I don't find him that funny."
I got you.
I personally think Bernie used to, Lord bless the dad, used to wipe the floor with him. DL was funnier than him going on as the host. And we know Cedric is in a lane all by himself. To tell you the truth, he shouldn't have been part of that. There was other people that could have replaced him quite easily and done a better job.
Okay.
That's just, you know, I'll put it to you like this.
All right.
Steve is in the LeBron category when it comes to comedians. And see what I did there, Earl? Yeah. See what I did? Do you see what I did?
That's why I did. You notice I'm only saying, yep, I'm not getting in it.
You saw what I did,
though. Back and forth with you. You know, you're trying to get me something I don't want to get into.
But you saw how I brought up,
I see
LeBron,
that.
Right?
I see that.
You didn't even see it coming, man.
I'm ignoring. I'm trying to get one show, Naughty. Just one show without LeBron. One show.
All right, you know, and I could be tomorrow. Show up at that. Oh, tomorrow, Saturday. Sorry.
Do it by yourself.
All right. So, where were we? We're back on sports. Brittany. So, I think they're going to have to make the trade for Brittany and get Brittany out of there. Let's go to the phone line.
She'll be on before the month is out. Mark my words.
We got phone lines blown up. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty Sparky just called you back on the sports section of your show.
All right, Sparky, what you got for me real quick?
You know, it's amazing to me when I listen to talk shows from 6 o'clock in the morning till the evening. When it comes to sport, I hear very few behaviors coming in and calling in on sports, you know.
On your show?
I hear very few behavior people will call in and talk about sports other than when Miss Miller them win the goal or something like that. They come in with... But when it comes to politics, they'll talk that all day.
They're talking all day, but you know what? I got a crew here in 5 o'clock, slowly but surely. They really starting to represent.
When does football season start?
September 11th, and actual preseason started last night, and it continues this weekend. It'll run through the month of August with the official kickoff of the NFL season September 11th.
My host just now say something. I'm 6 o'clock tonight, so there's some sports. You just sing them tonight?
We got track and field tonight. Pearlie was saying that.
Cable?
Pearlie, what channel are you watching Keyshawn Strong throw the javelin at the Commonwealth Games on tonight?
Actually, I have an inside person called by the name of Kermit Till who's sending me play-by-play. But I'll find out and tell you before the show is over.
Yeah, before you go, Naughty, you saw the other night the Junior World Track and Field Championship?
Yeah, man, we got a Bahamian won the 110-meter hurdles. Andrews.
Did you see that guy from Botswana who break the world record 9.91 or something like that?
I could be honest with you, Sparky. When it comes to track and field, I only watch when Bahamians run. After they run, I'm gone.
Well, I didn't know. I thought we had somebody. This was the 100 meters.
I don't live in Nigeria. I don't live in Kenya. I know them dudes run away from cheetahs while training in over there, and they know they fast. I know what them have been.
The dude was running. He led the pack so far, under 20, right? He leave them so far, the fellow was turning around, calling them, and breaking record, and calling them. They say, there's another Usain Bolt coming up.
Oh, boy.
And he under 20, and he is 9.91.
Fast and flamboyant. We'll see where it goes.
All right.
Naughty, evening, you should bring Earthquake. He's a good comedian. Also, the chubby guy, Patrice. Listen, I hate to tell you this, but we lost Patrice O'Neill about 5 years ago. Patrice O'Neill passed away. Massive heart attack. Yeah. So all you got is the comedy clips and keep watching them and keep sharing them because Patrice was hilarious. Patrice O'Neill, but Lord bless the dead. We lost him 5 years ago. And if you give me Earthquake money, then I'll bring you Earthquake. That ain't no problem. You know what I mean, Pearlie?
I want to ask you, but Fluffy's like $250,000 just to come to the phone.
You talking about Gabriel Iglesias?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, Naughty, worldathletic.org is where you can find the championship.
Worldathletic.org, for all the listeners who want to follow.
Worldathletics.org.
Okay, worldathletics.org.
Yeah, and they have a to the right live now. Hit on that, and you can watch the games live. And I know the cable is 735 or something like that.
So you can check them out there as well. Now, Pearly, we gotta talk some NFL, man.
I'm more excited about the Padres coming into LA tonight.
With but Soto? Yeah, well, you want to beat up on Soto, don't you? Huh?
So, see, what you have happening here now is these ESPNers and MLBS networkers and Yahoo Sporters and Bleacher Reporters around there trying to think that all of a sudden now the Padres are a top two or top three team in the MLB.
My God, they're trailing you by 11 and a half games.
I mean, they say, don't worry what it is now. They worry what it can be in October, but you got to get past the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Astros, and all the Braves. I think all five of those teams.
So now all five of them teams with 60 wins plus have been holding it down, leading their divisions wire to wire for the most part for the year. Now they become trouble because Soto is in San Diego?
The point, and you can have an argument.
But Tatis is injured, right?
Isn't team in baseball. You can have an argument why you think the Astros are the best team in baseball. You can have an argument why you think
the Dodgers
are the best team in baseball. And you have an argument that the Braves are the defending world champs. And they ain't got
and don't sleep on them. See, brother, you know your baseball, brother. I know that.
The Mets got the best starting pitching in baseball. So, you know, this is going to be a good stuff.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hey, Naughty, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Everything good, man. I ain't calling you. We ain't talk for a minute, man. I had to call you.
What's going on? Have you been well?
Yeah, man. Been well.
All right. So what you got for me?
So anything else, our Yankees, man. I'm worried about Gerrit Cole, man.
You want me to tell you what it is? Before Pearly chimes in, and I'll be honest, and Pearly will tell you I'm an objective Yankee. Ever since Major League Baseball has cut down on foreign substances or what they think are foreign substances, you can look at several pitchers around the league whose velocity, including Mr. Kershaw and the Dodgers, has taken a little...
No. Kershaw's velocity has not gone down, and Kershaw actually is pitching better.
Yeah, but earlier on in the year, he had his difficulties here because he's progressed from getting out of that. I think the biggest thing what people realize is, and if you look back to last year, and Pearly, and you talked about it in another location, but ever since they mentioned substance abuse, you look at maybe the top 10, 15 pitchers in baseball, they had a moment after that with velocity and pitches and all that from the junk.
You're right, because it's the stuff.
I don't want to say it, but Kershaw's been out hurt. Now, other pitchers like some pitchers like Verlander, who then Verlander been hurt too, but other pitchers.
Verlander was another one on the list.
Trying to come back, that's a different story.
Yeah, Yarbrough too. I don't know if y'all remember Yarbrough. He played for the Rams. He was complaining about that too. He was saying, "Man, ever since they started this foolishness, it ain't been the same."
Right. Because they got so used to it. And so adept at hiding it that it became part of the norm.
But nevertheless, I think Aaron Boone, he got a situation on his hands. He needs to start Nestor Cortez as a game one starter, whatever playoff game we got. Cortez got to be the number one starter.
Cortez is up there, and old boy is playing well for him too, man. Needs more innings as well. Cortez. What's his name? Severino.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I just remembered he's one of our pitchers that went down. But when he gets back, if he's not season ending, that's another one who got to put the ball in his hands.
And Oman, we could use him for the first four or five innings, but anything after that.
Well, listen, let me just give you a list of names, all right? And this according to the score, which pitchers may be suffering most from Major League Baseball's foreign substance crackdown? The top three: Gerrit Cole of the Yankees, Trevor Bauer of the Dodgers, and Dylan Bundy of the Angels.
Sure, Trevor Bauer is in exile.
We understand that.
And he only pitched 1 year with the Dodgers, so let's not even go to that. He can't have something amazing.
But listen, Trevor Bauer is just an absolute crazy.
Yeah.
Have you seen the backstory of this kid?
You mean the domestic violence situation and all that?
I'm not even talking that heinous domestic violence situation. I'm talking about how he carried on coming up with his pitching routine and not pitching and ignoring pitching coaches and just doing his own thing. He is a real strange cookie, that one. He is. Wow, he's weird.
He probably never pitch in the major leagues again. If he does pitch, it won't be for another few years. And when he come back, he'll never be the same.
Yeah, I don't think he'll pitch in the majors again. If anything, he'll end up in Japan or one of those Asian markets where they'll do it.
Yeah.
But I think because of the crackdown by Major League Baseball on foreign substances, that and what they've been using lately has been like a wood glue that's very thick, and they've been using that. It's very comparable to Stick'Em, what was used in the NFL years before. And they put it on their hat, they put it on the lip of their hat, the top of the hat, the back of their head, in their hair, on their neck, you know? So I think that you see a lot of changes in these players because of the crackdown on the substances in baseball.
All right. That's what I wanted to get off my chest.
We could be all right, though. We got like a 12-game lead still. We can make the playoffs, but we just got to have some of that pitching right by the time we get to the playoffs.
Exactly. All right,
Naughty. Have a good one, man. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Yeah, Pearly, but like I said, with the crackdown on that illegal substances, if you've noticed, a lot of other pitchers have been like kind of been different, for lack of a better word.
But I think it's all evening out, and we're seeing some good pitching.
They lost really some good of their luster.
Yeah.
You know? So, we're at 5:52.
Yep.
So we're going to take them, come back, and I'll hook them up with some, we got some extra picks this week, man. I'm going to hit them up with baseball, and then since we got football starting.
Today, I didn't ask them no football for preseason.
No. Today's the fifth. Listen. Earl, what you do? Did you take the overs and the unders, my brother? You don't touch no score.
I even ain't doing that.
I can show you how it's done afterwards, okay?
Okay.
All right? Right after the break, as Talking Heads continues and gets ready to wrap on this Friday edition. Don't touch it.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.J., J.S.J., J.S. Johnson Insurance.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our 7 locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy?
Who this is? Tamika?
You don't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred. Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you got to get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. 5:55 p.m. is the time. And I got just enough time to get my pro picks in, all brought to you.
Course. Before you get your picks in here, we got seriously talks to football. Because I sit in here with one. I even think I call him a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Brady fan. But Tampa Bay will win the Super Bowl.
Why are you doing that, though? As a Dolphin fan, you shouldn't even entertain that.
Considering there's humor in there.
Since Brady beat the brakes off y'all for years, and he owned y'all, and he got the receipt for y'all.
Anyway, I see. Hey, let's go. You can see. I know we can go to your picks. I know you.
But hear me. Said Brady fan.
I can say this before you go to your picks. You talk the most foolishness, so we can't talk how lousy your Cowboys is. But Monday, Cowboys. Now let's go.
Listen, we could talk about it. Listen, my Cowboys will never be as lousy as your Dolphins. Just remember that. All right? And then you need to remind that Brady fan that they are practicing football babbitry, which is a definite yellow flag. If you've been a Brady disciple in New England and you was a Patriot all them years when you won, you need to stay loyal to your team. Why are you following Brady around?
No. They ain't loyal to no team. They're loyal to Brady.
But that's football babbitry. That makes them a Brady.
The Dolphins, now all of them who hate the Dolphins would be.
Oh, they love the Dolphins. Oh, that's how they go, babe.
Yes.
Still practicing man likery or liking man, as they say in the Bahamas.
Well, it's this lady, so I'm sure she liked the poor man and she preferred, you know.
But in that case, you should have said it was a lady. I totally get it, man. Yeah, they following Tom because of the Giselle Bundchen situation and all of that. And I just tell you right now, as far as Tom Brady goes, he may be the best quarterback to ever play in the history of the NFL. He may be the GOAT on that football field. But when it comes to the mandem and dealing with a wife every day, you see how long he lasted in retirement, right? Giselle sent him to the store a couple of times, put a foot in his butt once or two times, say, hey, I run this house. You see what Tom did, right? I want to go back to football. So on the field, he's the GOAT. In the mandem, he way in the back of the pack. He can't run with me and you when it comes to that.
So listen, you got 2 minutes. What's your picks?
What's my picks? Well, it's baseball tonight. And my picks, obviously, are courtesy of the Island Game. And you need to check them out, theislandgame.com. Get yourself an account if you don't have one. Be sure to sign up. Deposit $20 on it, and you'll be eligible. And you get an entry in a big drawing for Percy's pension plan, where 13 pensions are going to be given up for a year. 13 pensions, all right? Percy's pension plan. 13 of them worth $244,000 up for grabs. All right? Only at the Island Game. Theislandgame.com. Check out the sports book while you're there as well. And here's who I like tonight. I like Houston to do it again over the Guardians. I like Tampa Bay to do it again over Detroit. Tonight, though, I like Atlanta to beat the Mets. Earl, you like that?
Yeah.
Then I like Toronto to take care of Minnesota. I like my Yankees to beat St. Louis. And I'd like you guys to make a statement game tonight. Welcome Mr. Soto to the NL West. And I think you all beat up on him in Chavez Ravine.
I go with you tonight.
That's my five Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, man. For Pearly, my super producer, Big Arlington, and everybody who chimed in to enjoy your sports, enjoy yourself, do it responsibly, though. And like I always tell you on the weekend, engage your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion. That way you avoid a big commotion, all right? Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you Monday. Be gone.